B-Pod Studios.
A 39-year-old Phoenix nurse is in hiding right now. She claims that the CIA forced her to become an assassin at the age of 10. Cheryl Hersha claims she was also brainwashed into having sex with grown-ups for blackmail purposes before the tender age of 9. And by age 15, she was flying helicopters for the military. We go now to an undisclosed location to speak with Cheryl Hersha. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I guess through my producer, you are, in fact, as we speak, in hiding, correct?
I am keeping my identity undisclosed.
By going public like this, are you nervous with going on radio stations and speaking of what you claimed happened to you as a young child?
As far as the government goes, no, absolutely not. The only thing I want to do is protect my children's small town, regular, normal life.
Now explain something to me. How did the CIA, when you were a little girl, how did they get to you and why did they select you to do these outrageous things?
Okay. My father had been in the military, in the Army, and served for about 2 years. During that time, he was approached by the CIA, and they were interested in using him and further along in time his children for the MKUltra program.
Yeah, this is the MKUltra program. Is this an active top secret program that still goes on today?
It was officially closed back in 1973.
But you have reason to believe it still goes on?
I believe that there are aspects of the program that they were developing at the time I finished up that are being used today, yes.
This is where it gets a little dicey here, trying to figure out what's going on here. You, in your conscious state, have no memory of this?
I used to have no memory of this. I have been through therapy and reintegrated. So I have all knowledge now of what happened.
Well, what prompted you to go and get some kind of help to find out what you did? I mean, you have no memories of like when you were 9 or 10 or 11 when you were supposedly doing all of this this stuff?
Right. I had big, big gaps in memory. I can't remember much between 6 and 9 at all. Below 6, absolutely nothing, and very sporadic memories above 9.
All right, let's go over these things one by one if we can, Cheryl. You say that by the age of 10, the CIA forced you to become an assassin?
That's correct.
How do you know this?
I had certain personalities surface during the therapy that would disclose the information. So I knew that at that time I was in the Black Widow program.
The Black Widow program?
Yes.
What's the Black Widow program?
Black Widow is basically like the spider. It is a sexual seductress who then assassinates the male after, you know, the intercourse.
Uh-huh. So do we have any names? Do we know for a fact who you may have assassinated?
I would take it as far as paralyzing the guy, and then I would call in the backup people to do with them what they were going to do, if it was to blackmail or to get them to see their way, that was one thing, or to terminate them.
Or to terminate
them.
Mm-hmm. And you say by age 15, you were flying helicopters for the military.
That's correct.
Now, if somebody was to bring you to a military base today, you being a nurse, 39-year-old Phoenix nurse, if somebody was to bring you to an airfield today and put you behind like a Bell Cobra, would you be able to fly that thing?
I don't think so.
So they washed away any memory of the training that you had to fly these helicopters?
Well, I've had some brain trauma in the last year. And so I don't think I could now put it together, but then I could be surprised and have the knowledge come up if I'm in the situation.
Would it be somebody would honestly say that maybe the brain trauma that you have suffered is the thing that is putting into your head that you may have done these things when, in fact, you probably had a very normal childhood?
No. The evidence is absolutely in my body, in the x-rays, in my conscious.
Now, you say in the x-rays. What do we find if we take an x-ray of your head?
Multiple skull fractures, multiple facial fractures, and a weird-shaped sphenoid sinus bone, which is in the middle of your head, basically.
So are you saying that at that time the CIA also tortured you?
Yes. Torturing was a component of the programming.
Of brainwashing children.
Right.
And why did they need a 15-year-old girl to fly helicopters?
Yeah. Good
yes.
question.
That's good. Yes. The basics of flying the helicopter was that they wanted to have a fail-safe way of transmitting codes to one another. So if, you know, they were in a war situation, I flew in, gave a code, flew back, I would have no knowledge of the information I was carrying. The other personality that carried the codes would.
And if you did, they'd beat it out of you.
If they beat me, I had a personality that would present called Soldier, who was hysterical, who would give them any information they wanted, but it would be all false.
So even right now, today, you have multi-personalities?
No, I integrated.
Okay, you have integrated. Now, you also say that you claim people like the Unabomber, Timothy McVeigh, the Trenchcoat Mafia from the Columbine school shootings, all fit the model of folks who suffered through the same kind of program you were in.
Definitely the Unabomber, definitely Tim McVeigh. And the key to these people being in the program was the person they brought in, the psychiatrist they brought in to evaluate them. And that was Louis Jolyon West, or Jolly West as he was called by the CIA. He was the cleanup man to come in and talk to these guys. As he was with Patty Hearst also, and he was one of the primary programmers of MKUltra.
In this day and age of news organizations, finding out everything about anything that's going on, why hasn't somebody stepped forward and say, yes, I know this Cheryl Hersha. I know what she was involved in. I know the things that she did that she claims that only through therapy she can remember. There's got to be people out there retired on their deathbeds that can go and verify your story other than you coming on and saying, well, I've had blows to the head, I've had multiple personalities, and through hypnosis have been able to discern I flew choppers and assassinated people.
Number one, it was not through hypnosis. The memories were, and the personalities were spontaneous. I did not undergo any hypnosis
okay.
there. Number two, there are people coming out and saying this. The latest one was, I forget, the astronaut, Mitchell, who said that, who just came forward and said that NASA did, in fact, use children in programming. There are the people that are coming forward. It's the suppression of the media, number one, for the story not to get out.
So do you fear that you're going to have to remain in hiding the rest of your life, and do you fear for your life?
I don't fear for my life, number one. If they wanted to take me out, they'd take me out, period. I'm in no more danger now than I was when I didn't know what happened, in my opinion. And number two, the health problems that I have that are subsequent from what they did to me is, in fact, killing me. I am very, very ill, and it's a matter of time. So for myself personally, no, I have no fear of death.
What about your daddy? Whatever happened to him?
He unfortunately was found dead in 99 while we were trying to. We initially started, our whole goal in the beginning was to press charges against him for the abuse that went on.
Mm-hmm.
He turned up dead. In the same year, also Sid Gottlieb Jolly West and Martin Orne also turned up dead.
So maybe kind of hinting at the CIA thought maybe people are getting too close. Let's get rid of the mouthpieces.
Whether they're being taken out systematically, no. But I also, at this point in my life, don't believe in as many coincidences that have happened in my life. As far as what my sister and I found at my father's death scene, it looked like a hit.
Are you being messed with on taxes at all?
Have you been audited?
No.
All right. Cheryl Hersha, thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, thank you very much.
All right. What the hell?
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. To us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Southwest Florida, you've stuck with us through thick and thin.
Feast and famine.
War and peace and everything in between. Don't think for a minute we don't appreciate it. No matter how we may come across, we love this damn job. Standing in
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody.
Like I was hacked.
I understand what you're talking about.
I'm not talking about email. I'm talking about my brain.
I know.
Because I got a routine.
I don't know how many have done this.
but I was just talking to Haney, and I realized that I have done this. And I don't think it's necessarily age, because I've done it throughout my life. Throughout my lifetime.
Well, it's when you're on autopilot and it, yes. and the program is altered.
I have to take my special prescribed allergy medicine because I got allergies that are just off the charts. I'm allergic to everything. I've got my cholesterol medicine. I got the high blood pressure medicine. I've got a couple other things that I got to take. And I don't know if you're like me.
You have to get in a routine of every day. That's when you do it.
But I don't know if you're like me or like Haney. And your daily regimen medication. And I'll take it. And then 20 minutes later, I'll say to myself,
Did I take that?
Did I take my medicine? Or I'll say, did I take my medicine? No, I didn't. And double up on it. Or,
there are days when I'm sure that you haven't taken any at all. And other days you double down.
I've taken it.
Yeah.
Or, like you and I were discussing, when you get to be a certain age, young people too, depending on what malady you might have, you have medicine that the doctor says you should take it at night. That's the best. Or take this first thing when you wake up in the morning and you realize after you've swallowed it and drank it, oh, I just took the night medicine and it's only 9 o'clock in the morning.
I meant to take a Tylenol and I took a Tylenol PM Plus.
And it happens to me a lot. And so I tried to remedy it. And my wife tries to keep an eye on it, but it doesn't always work. Yes, I go and get the thing that says Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Wait a second.
Hold on a second. And you're thinking, okay, senile Stan, this going to work. Now you'll know if you've taken the medicine so you don't double up on it.
And you don't forget to take
and
it.
Because
if you see Monday and you see a couple of pills there, no, you haven't taken them.
So you fall into this problem. You completely forget about it, and it's a Wednesday, and you're looking at it. Wait a second, I didn't take it on Monday and Tuesday.
I don't think I've ever been that far before.
Oh, I have. And it's like, uh-oh. No wonder things feel a little odd. Should I double up on it now?
Or triple down?
It's like, no, it is completely normal. It's not good, but it's completely normal, I think.
But I caught it in time that I spit the Tylenol PM out right before the show. Yeah. Right before I left for the show. What are you? At least I caught it and yelled at myself.
The hell did I just take?
Out loud. I go, what the are you doing?
A couple of things.
So I've started out dazed and angry at myself today.
But you caught it.
So that counts for something.
Yes.
I snapped out of it, as you would say.
Yes. That woman that we played to open the show about MK Ultra.
Oh, that's all true.
So this was back in 1999 that we had her on. And I remember, it might have been 98. I remember at the time saying, nutball.
We didn't know as much back then.
So I went, and as I like to do when we play one of these things, these people that come from out of the woodwork and have something to say. Went and looked her up. She's still out there. And there are more and more people.
Trauma-based mind control.
Including two people in this room who thought it was a complete joke. But online, there are more and more people that realize she did go through that. She was, to what extent, I don't know. But she was brainwashed. She was used in secret military stuff. More and more people are beginning to understand and believe that she at least
that program was real.
Something. And that program was real. You want to add?
I don't believe it. I didn't buy it.
I didn't at the time.
I don't know, man. I'm a little skeptical. She sounds a little loony, man.
Use your magic powers of Wikipedia.
No, I know what MK Ultra is.
Then explain it to me.
It was a secret program back in the day. What was it? The 60s, 50s?
Uh-huh. And what was it about?
Basically what you just said.
Trauma-based mind control.
Yeah, and they experimented with like LSD and basically Manchurian Candidate stuff.
Why don't you believe her?
Why don't you believe her?
I don't believe her. I believe that the program existed. But I don't know. She just sounded a little,
Well, what do you think you would sound like
after that?
I don't know, man. I didn't buy it.
I didn't buy it at the time, and I thought she might have been long dead. Something happened to her. She finally went nutso crazy. But I was telling you, posts as late as last year by experts and people saying more and more people are believing her.
Well, it's not about belief, it's declassified.
Yeah, that it went on. I'm talking about her experience.
And naturally, as a human being, when you hear something that horrific, you don't want to believe it.
And as she said in that, she got into it because her father was in the military and they recruited him and members of his family.
10-year-old assassin? I don't know, man.
Oh, come on.
I don't know.
Well, you're naive to the world then.
Apparently.
If you're a paranoid MF-er and you know you're involved in deep stuff and you're always looking over your shoulder and a 10-year-old sweet little girl approaches you, "Mister, I'm. Can you help me find my mommy?" You're not going to be expecting that.
You're not.
Yeah, that's some like Kremlin stuff right there, man.
Oh boy.
I don't know, man.
And by the way, New York City, a population of 8.5 million people in the city, they caught the guy. They caught the Brooklyn shooter.
When did they catch him?
Just within moments. The story was breaking probably about a half hour ago. They got him. That's amazing.
Well,
it is. Come on. It's amazing. And you know what? It's always based on some mistake. He drops a set of keys to the. But to go and track him down, find out that he was on the radar.
If they wanted you, do you think you could hide in New York City?
I don't think that I could.
His name was Frank Robert James. He's in custody.
Shut your bitch mouth. Keep his name out, your.
We'll be back.
Boy, the number he'd do on Junior.
Yes. Stan and Haney.
Stan and Haney.
Well, I'll leave you two groovy buddies to partake in rock and roll activities.
96 J-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Wednesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. We're going to have the grab bag here for you in just a second. Open phones in about 30 minutes. Chance for you to maybe pick up a prize. Carly will be stopping by today. Another edition of Are You Smarter Than Haney?
You look good today. Is that a fresh haircut?
I got a haircut over the weekend, Haney. Thanks for noticing on Wednesday.
Well, maybe it's just the way your cap is, because I don't see any hair on you.
No, here. Jeez, what?
You know what? I'm gonna be honest with you.
What?
You see, it's happening.
What? Oh, you're graying up there a little bit there, aren't you? Graying up on the sides, huh? There, Haney? It's going to match that white Santa beard.
That's the first time I've seen that.
Yeah, you're graying up.
How long does it take?
Well, mine was basically on stress and nerves, so it went in like a year. But it's not really that gray, is it? Is it really?
Yeah, I know. You know what? I'm not going to be rude and laugh at you, because yes, to somebody else, you're full gray. But I understand because it's you.
Yeah.
You look in the mirror and you think, it's not that bad.
Well, I don't know because when I
You see yourself every day.
I see myself when I get out of the shower and when I comb my hair and it's wet, so it looks dark.
A little darker, yeah.
Let me ask you this. I'm going to ask you honestly. Do you think I should put a little color in there?
No.
Because no, I have never put any kind of color in my hair, ever.
Well, as it degrades and gets...
Degrades. You don't have to use the word degrades. As it matures, as it changes.
Okay, as it changes and becomes worse. What's going to happen...
Mm-hmm.
Is that your hair naturally will have no color other than gray. Mm-hmm. So it will be easier to have like a color treatment done. I think your hair will take to it very well.
Yeah.
That was the point I was trying to make.
All right. So wait till it gets grayer before I really change it.
When it loses all color, then somebody that knows what they're doing could maybe do it discreetly. Start out at first where it's barely any color.
Right, kind of like a Grecian formula where it goes through naturally and changes over time.
No, you can't.
What do you have to add about this, Baldy?
Dude, you can't change the color of your hair, man. Don't do that. That's the most desperate old man move I've ever seen. I hate it when like guys do that, man. Embrace the gray.
And what's your problem with it? You trying to sleep with him?
You don't want no Giuliani situation going on, having a nice sweat going.
Not going to do anything like that.
No, it would be the Grecian formula.
Grecian formula. Wash it in.
It's a desperate move, man.
Wash in
don't
the color.
Do that.
No.
Wash out the gray.
I know Stan, and he wouldn't be silly enough to try this himself. At the very least, he'd have his wife do it
for him. She doesn't want me to touch it. And she sees it every day.
But if you were serious about it, I know you'd go to a professional.
Oh, yeah, I'd have to go to a professional.
And you'd have to have a series of treatments so that you don't walk in here with a Reagan.
Right, I would never do that. It crosses my mind, but I don't have to see it.
The problem is, once you cross that bridge...
Yeah, there's no coming back.
You're committed.
You got to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I'm leaving it alone.
Yeah, don't do it.
Why don't you, Doug? I'm not asking for your opinion.
What, do you want to pray the gray away?
You know what your opinion means to me? Zero.
What are you even talking about?
It sounds like you want to pray the gray away.
Let's do the grab bag.
Did you hear that in an ad or something?
It's a play on word sort of thing. It's called comedy.
I might have to shut the mic off.
Oh, you're saying because pray and gray rhyme.
Yeah.
That makes it funny.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeez.
It's called comedy, boys.
Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, US
so,
41 North Naples.
We're so fortunate he's here to school us.
Yeah, we're so fortunate. I can rest easy now.
See how that rhymes? Pray and gray. Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah, I do.
You got it?
Yeah, sure.
That's what makes it funny.
Hey, let's see what's going on.
This is not headline news. The trailer for season 4 of Stranger Things is out. This time the kids are facing their most terrifying challenge of all, puberty. The new Kardashian reality show premieres tomorrow. People can stream it on Hulu. They won't because they have a 3-digit IQ. But they can. A Brazilian man needed surgery to remove a 4-pound dumbbell from his backside. But as they say at the gym, no pain, no gain.
In
sports, Major League Baseball pitchers and catchers are now using anti-sign-stealing technology. And now that message translated for the Houston Astros. This is not headline news.
You know, they talked about that Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Have you seen that show?
No.
Ever?
Nope.
Well, when it started, seems like not that long ago, one of the main characters was basically a small girl, and I guess she's supposed to be an alien or something and can't really speak, and so it was just this small girl.
No, it's like another MK Ultra sort of thing.
She's not an alien. Boy, you're chatty today.
She's not an alien.
You're chatty.
I'm correcting.
Okay, so it's an MK Ultra kind of thing. My point is, young girl.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the series is a hit. But the series is based on kids.
Yeah.
They're the stars of the show.
Yeah.
And they're all growing up.
Yeah.
And this little girl is now 18 and has blossomed quite well. Show them a picture of that Millie Bobby Brown. Show them one when the show started and where she is now.
She's dating Bon Jovi's son.
I thought he was a nephew. Is that his son?
I think it's his son.
Just let me see the picture so I can move on. Oh, that's
so now she is...
That's not going to happen.
She's doing an interview where she's very confused because to her, she's been in show business forever, which is about 4 years.
Yeah, and she's pleasant.
That's not her. That's Meadow. Meadow Soprano.
That is not. Listen to this. A cellist by the name of Samara Ginsberg posted clips of herself doing dramatic versions of movie and TV themes, all on a cello. She did like 10 in all. Here's just a sample of some of her cello work, which is pretty cool. Cool. A female divorce lawyer is getting a lot of heat from her post on Red China TikTok because she decided to take it upon herself to let women know that these are the top occupations for women to avoid marrying. You know, their husband is this,
well,
their husband
is that.
You know
what? It makes sense. I read like a snippet of that,
yeah.
And the main idea is true.
And she's warning women, don't marry men who have these occupations because you're going to wind up breaking up and getting a divorce from them. You're not going to...
And it's not the man's fault, it's your fault.
Right. Here she is explaining it, the female divorce attorney.
The top five professions of husbands that women should avoid, in no particular order, firemen, police officer, military, surgeon, and pilot. If you look at these professions, what do they all have in common? The men in these professions, they're gods in their profession, right? They are treated with a tremendous amount of respect and they have a lot of responsibility. And they tend to be very narcissistic and very controlling.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know about that last part, but... When you are in a profession where you have earned respect and you come home and in your personal life, there's someone that doesn't treat you with the smallest amount.
Yeah, I agree. Getting her in trouble.
You know, it's like, think about Sullenberger.
Yeah.
His wife missed the news that day. He comes home and she throws a bag of garbage at his chest and goes, it's not going to take itself out.
Yeah, after he landed a plane in the Hudson.
Yeah, and he goes, well, it's been kind of a heck. I don't want to hear, you know, you think your day is so important. I'm up to my elbows in soap suds.
Discipline. Well, when I grew up, the parents had a little thing. It was hung on the wall called Board of Education. It was a board.
You're lucky
it was used.
You're lucky it was hung on the wall.
While it was taken down.
Mine spent very little time on the wall.
But disciplining coming from a babysitter is something different. And the way she went and tried to discipline a child has got her in big trouble. Here in Florida, central part of the state, a babysitter is being accused of putting a child in a dryer and tumbling him around. Here's Lieutenant Fred Jones talking about Amber Chapman's aggravated child abuse charges by putting a kid in the dryer.
We're not sure, you know, what caused this to happen. Just based on an interview that the detective had with the kid as well as the parents, it doesn't seem to be a behavior problem. So I'm not sure if it's just something that was going on with her. The child explained to the mother that he was in a lot of pain. And that's when the mother questioned, well, how did all of this happen? And that's when he explained that the babysitter had put him in the dryer.
On fluff.
Yeah. Remember one time. I was probably about 11 or 12, and babysitter was a female that I'd noticed in the neighborhood. And I thought she was quite beautiful, 15 mm-hmm. or 16.
Yeah, how old were you? Three?
Yeah. And I convinced her that the way to deal with my sister was to tie her up.
Hey, Junior, maybe you can use this.
Tie her up, lock the door, then you and I can spend some time
right.
together.
At three. Hailey Bieber.
Oh, she is just delightful.
Delightful. But she's a little tired now of the social media trolls, so she has asked them to leave her alone. All right, enough's enough. Leave me alone.
You've had your fun.
You may want to grab one of these out of this just to save it. Here's the delightful Hailey Bieber just saying, leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Leave me alone at this point. I'm minding my business. I don't do anything. I don't say anything. Leave me alone, please. Enough time has gone by where it's valid to leave me alone. I beg of you, truly. That's my only request. Leave me alone. Be miserable somewhere else, please.
How did she get in my head?
Yeah. Something tells me you're going to have a field day with that one. Of course, he's on the phone gabbing. Do you see how I get upset?
Well, he has his own life to live, Stan.
Yeah, and we're paying him for it.
He doesn't feel like it's enough.
Marky Mark Wahlberg was asked, do you still have the prosthetic penis from Boogie Nights? He does.
Is it true that you still have the prosthetic that you wore in Boogie Nights?
Yes.
Where is that?
It's in a safe, locked away. It's not something I can leave out. All
no.
of a sudden my kids are looking for, you know, the spare phone charger and pull
right.
that thing out. Like, what the heck is this? Wouldn't be a good look.
Cam Newton's in some trouble.
No, just say it isn't so.
It's because he was talking about what he feels. Let me set it for you. I'll play you the clip.
You know, his whole life hinged on one football game.
Well, this is just his opinion.
And nobody remembers that he was in the Super Bowl but didn't win it. If he'd won that Super Bowl, he would be one of the biggest stars.
Cam Newton was on Barstool Sports podcast and made the comment, and you'll hear it, that a woman, to him, is one who can handle her own and knows how to cater to a man's needs. People are saying, oh, there's sexist Cam Newton. Let's take a listen and hear exactly what he said on the podcast.
A woman for me is handling your own, but knowing how to cater to a man's needs. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of times when you get that aesthetic of like, I'm a boss, like I'm a this, I'm a that. No, baby, like, but you can't cook. You don't know when to be quiet. You don't know how to allow a man to lead.
He's in trouble.
Why is he in trouble?
I don't understand. I mean, everybody's entitled to their own opinions, but it's changed over the last few years. People in social media are calling those comments so sexist.
No. The world wasn't always like this, people. And thank God for our moms.
Yep. Gilbert Gottfried lost his life yesterday to a heart ailment, which was a form of muscular dystrophy. Late onset muscular dystrophy. It affects people as adults. He was 67. Of course, was the parrot in Aladdin. The Affleck duck. Here's a...
And one of the... greatest practitioners of the aristocrats.
Yes. Here's some of Gilbert Gottfried's work.
Hiya, schmucks! No, no, 1,000 times! No! Boy, Jafar's gonna be happy to see you!
I did no preparation. I just went in and had fun with it.
When she heard that Phileas Fogg had done it in 80 days, journalist Nellie Bly beat him by doing it in 72 days. What did she do?
Get through to the cable company. Wow, why do I keep having these silent farts? What's wrong with me? And the doctor goes, well, first of all, you're going deaf.
Now, we said he... played the Affleck duck, but he got fired well before the tidal wave of having to worry about anything, especially if you're a comedian, worrying about anything that you say. And I'm going to show you how times have changed. Several years back, he got fired from the insurance people Affleck, because he played the duck, for tweeting a joke after the Japanese tsunami. And the people at Aflac thought that it was insensitive. And now this was before it all started. Who went and gave him sympathy and saw nothing wrong with it? It was the gang from The View. Joy Behar and all those who probably, if it happened today, wouldn't talk to him. But he was on with them explaining why he's not the Affleck duck anymore.
And the media kept saying, and these insensitive comments and remarks. You know, they wouldn't call them jokes, because if you say jokes, people go, yeah, jokes. And then they go, well, they were jokes. A comedian said that. Well, that's what comedians do. But they were kind of on the tasteless side. But this was Gilbert Gottfried, right? Has he ever said something tasteful?
No.
No. So what is the actual news item here? Yeah, so... So
in your mind, Gelly, is there anything off limits in comedy?
No. No. No, 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 no. If you were to drop dead right now,
you'd make a joke.
I'd turn to the camera, I'd have an hour on it.
Times have changed.
I bet you would, my friend.
Times have changed.
If only.
Yeah. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, US 41 North Naples. When we come back, your phone calls. We want to hear from you.
Fred and Barney, Siegfried and Roy, Ralph and Norton, Stan and Haney. You gotta be shitting me. Mm-hmm. You can't pay me enough to say this. Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
277-9600, open phones with Stan and Haney. In less than 30 minutes, Carly will join us. Are you smarter than Haney? We'll tell you about a K-Rock happy hour with Maria this Friday. 277-9600.
Are they really going after Cam Newton for that?
Yeah, well, social media is. and his comments about a woman should know how to cook and keep quiet.
Well, everything worked because we had purpose. A man knew that he was put on this earth to provide for his family. And generally that's in a monetary way. And the woman is there to give birth to the children, take care of the children.
Need to go in.
And take those resources.
Well, something changed when the family income wasn't enough. Mom had to go to work, and in a lot of cases, dad split. And so
well, that was
changed.
That was societal engineering, and it was all so we'd have to have two cars.
2779600 You got some music for us, Andy?
You want to talk about global warming? Let's take the women off the road. That's what caused it.
We have, let's see, we got Pewter Mug, Muddy Muscles, La Bamba, jeez, South Street, 2779600
So what, I said it.
Ahoy, who's this?
Will, this is Thomas.
Hey, Thomas, welcome to the show.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Are you?
We're doing well.
Okay, how's Fort Myers Beach? How's,
2779600 Ahoy, who's this?
Oh, ahoy, guys, it's, John, how are you today?
Hey, John, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Hey, I was just calling to see if you guys have seen this documentary yet, that came out about 2 days ago. It's already had 2 million hits, and it's just called Watch the Water with Stu Peterson. Kind of describes the coronavirus in a really interesting way. I just thought you guys would be.
All right, I'm going to jot it down. It's called Watch the Water.
Yep, with Stu Peterson. He's the guy who hosts the show.
Okay,
all right.
This thing is going viral. It's really interesting.
I'll look into that if you look up 2,000 mules.
2,000 mules, okay.
Yeah, all right. I'll look it up. Right on. 2779600 Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, hey, this is Charlie.
Hey, Charlie.
What's up? You know what? He told me to say ahoy.
The boy?
Ahoy.
Yeah. He said to say ahoy?
Yes.
Well, I say ahoy, and I would hope. Do you know why we say ahoy?
I don't know, but I'm sure you're going to tell me.
If you don't want me to, I won't, Charlie.
Oh, crap. You know my name already. This sucks.
You gave me your name.
Oh, shoot.
What kind of day are you having,
Charlie? Yeah, what's going on?
Let's see. It's 3:16.
That's accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so...
Are you working or calling from a hospital?
Shut your... Get out of here. No, he was complaining.
Who's he? Our producer?
Oh, what's your producer's name?
Wait a second. Who's talking in the background?
That would be...
You want answers. I want answers, too. Who's talking in the background telling you what to say, woman?
He's one of your followers.
Okay, put him on the phone for a second. Not that I want to get rid of you. Gather your thoughts. You can come back on, but put him on.
Oh, he's on the phone. Here you go.
Okay, good. Who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Mr. Wilson.
Mr. Wilson. Mm-hmm. And you told a girlfriend Wilson to call in, Charlie?
Yes, and now I'm regretting it at this moment.
Well, yeah, was she making any sense to you?
Sounds like a handful.
Yeah, she's tough to deal with.
Well, you know what you guys always say.
Yep, they're all crazy. it's just whatever you can live with. And you know also,
they're capable of anything.
Yeah.
Well, at least forewarned is forearmed.
How long you love boys been together?
Love boys.
Will you tell her to sober up?
Talk to me, Goose.
Jeez. What are you? I take it neither one of you are working right now, right?
No.
No. Really unemployed.
And what are you? What are you both capable of doing?
This.
Wow.
Sir, are you?
I'm a bartender. I'm a bartender, and he runs the.
Hey, you know what? You should stop drinking the inventory. Okay. Sir, the restaurant's got to make money.
Are you in distress, sir? Do you need assistance?
Do you need help, sir?
Y'all can't spend a Mexico.
Not at the moment.
Wow. Jeez. You know what? Can I get you guys something?
What?
Jeez.
Pewter mug?
I don't want to. No, I don't want her going to the pewter mug.
Okay. We don't really need anything. Tell them initially why you called, and this is why I had her call.
Okay.
You were talking about the gray hair thing.
Yes.
Tell them what your mother said. Here.
I seriously hope I'm not online right now. Is this live?
It's live. Charlie, what did your mother say?
Oh, well, she told me never to douche. She said, once you do it, you can't go back.
Well, it's a commitment.
I don't like the gray
hair.
Yeah,
it's a commitment.
And we put that in relation to the gray hair thing.
Mm-hmm.
I see the connection.
Yeah, I see it very well. You know, you don't have to douche, by the way. It's a self-cleaning apparatus.
I know. That's why I'm telling. That's what I was saying when you guys are talking about, like, the gray hair thing.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's really a confidence issue.
Oh.
I lack the confidence and the wherewithal that I need. You can tell just by my tone.
Well, I was referring to the douche.
Oh, you're talking about douching or the douchebag?
I don't know. Here's a question. Are we talking about the gash?
What were you talking about?
I don't know. What were you talking about? Goodness gracious.
When was the last time he had any of that?
Do you have any gash?
We got to go, but Stan, do you have a tip for her?
Do I have?
Yeah. She's a bartender.
Yeah.
What would you give her?
As far as a tip?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm always a firm believer, a buck a drink.
She's not going to like that.
But just a buck a drink. Now, if I got a tab going, depending on what kind of service I get, you might get something special at the end of the night, if you know what I mean.
Well, what are you wearing?
Wouldn't you like to know? What are you wearing?
I'm wearing something that says, talk to me, Goose. Literally, my shirt says, talk to me, Goose.
Is Mr. Wilson not enough to keep you occupied?
No, apparently, he's speechless right now. He's looking at me like dumbfounded.
Uh-huh.
Well,
what is your drink of choice?
Oh, I'm a vodka tonic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're not kidding.
Any vodka will do, or do you prefer a certain brand?
Oh, you want my brand? Oh, I like me some Tito's.
Tito's, and, sure.
And if not, if there's no Tito's, you know, they have Pinnacle on sale.
What about a Kettle One?
Kettle One's good, but I'm not rich.
Yeah. You know what my old man used to drink? A brand called Popov.
I know about you want to talk about Popov. We've got Wolfsmith, Popov, McCormick. I mean, I can go down the line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you on Molly right now?
No, my girlfriend her name's Molly, and she lives up in Ohio.
Oh.
No, I'm not on her.
Okay. I want to say thank you for calling, Charlie, and thank Mr. Wilson, too, okay?
Oh, he's sitting here laughing. Would you like to say goodbye to him?
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
All right.
It was just lovely chatting with you, Charlie.
Absolutely.
Do you put on makeup every morning?
Nope.
Do you take it off at night?
Nope.
We got to take a break.
What the hell happened to my pillow? Looks like a clown slept in here.
What the hell? Rolling over. There's a damn Emmett Kelly. When we come back. are you smarter than Haney? We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Something wonderful happens when you change to
Stan and Haney.
You'll feel better.
Mm-hmm. Did you say I'll feel better?
Yes.
And here are the reasons why. Coughs disappear. Parched throat clears up. That stale feeling vanishes.
That is wonderful.
96 K-Rock.
Stan.
Haney.
You know, I just like to check with you every once in a while as to whether or not we are living in the end days.
Oh, jeez. This is supposed to be fun.
End of days. No, I just wanted to ask you if we're in the end of days when I hear something that distresses me.
What? What did you hear?
I tell you, and then you tell me everything's fine.
What did you hear?
John Hinckley Jr. has a sold-out performance in Brooklyn next
month.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, he's... Yes.
So that wouldn't be a sign
about,
of some
about
sort?
About 3 months ago, I played a clip from him that he's starting his own record company. He's getting back to his music.
Going on tour?
Yeah. Oh, don't you know he's fine now? He's on his own.
So that's not anything to worry about?
No. Well, I'd worry, but no. Everybody says he's fine. Hi, Carly.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
You ready to play the game today?
I am.
Thank you, Stan.
Yep. We're going to play another edition of Are You Smarter Than Haney? 6 questions. You, the random Stan and Haney listener, will answer them with Haney not in the room. After you're done, we'll have Haney come back into the room, answer the same 6 questions. If you get more right or tie Haney, you will be the winner, and we have a prize selected especially for you. You also have a lifeline. You can choose Carly, who's with us, or you can choose Junior, who has some college education.
What up, dog?
Carly's a college graduate. You can use your lifeline 3 times. That's it.
Carly, in your lifetime, have you ever used the phrase, what up, dog?
No, I haven't.
Okay, good.
Yep, just wanted to make sure.
Maybe you should try.
If you answer more right than Haney, we've got for you $50 to La Bamba Mexican and Italian Kitchen in Estero. $50 to just enjoy. I've been to La Bamba. I mm-hmm. like them. They're really good. That prize can be yours if you're smarter than Haney.
If you think you are smarter than me, I would
I told
like
you.
To see
told you something was going to happen today.
That prize is yours for free if you prove you're smarter than me.
Just a little dizzy, that's all.
That's all. Lightheaded.
Stand strict questions.
There's nothing trick.
Jerk, all those prizes yours for free. Matching wits with
you know, Carly and I just made eye contact when you said that. We yeah. know.
What? Know what?
As far as your tricks.
There are no tricks.
The most if you dare to disagree. Simply prove you're smarter than me.
Want one?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Okay, there you go. Stressful?
I want to know what it feels like.
It's stress relieving.
It's like sticky.
It is. That's because I use hand sanitizer on them every day. You know why?
I don't think you're supposed to use that on
them. Well, you know why? Because I leave them in here, and I've been told that Roger Marley touches them.
He probably does.
Does he even work here?
Yeah.
Yeah, in the morning.
No.
And so I sanitize him.
He's gone by like 10.
I see him.
See, the thing with Roger Marley is he's been around so long, there have been like years where he didn't work here,
yeah.
and then he just shows up again.
Now he's back.
Yeah.
We're going to get a random Stan and Haney listener right now. That does not necessarily mean the first person that we make contact with. You got to have a good phone line, a willingness to play by the rules. Carly.
Release the phones.
Phone lines are released. 277-9600. You defeat Haney. $50 to eat at La Bamba. Ahoy, who's this?
Ginny.
Ginny, you want to play?
I would love to play.
All right, Ginny. Let me get your name down here. and ask you one other question before we begin. Would you like Carly as your lifeline, or would you like Junior as your lifeline?
I'll take Carly.
All right. Carly is your lifeline. Haney will have Junior. Haney, I'm going to ask you to leave the room, and I will signal you electronically when it is time to come back.
In the prescribed manner. Exactly,
because I want Ginny and Carly to handle these questions. Again, Ginny, you can use Carly three times. My advice to you is if she says, oh, I know it, I know it, I know it, then go with her on that, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's begin. The object here is to get more right than Haney, Ginny. Here we go.
Okay.
Carly's here with us. What is at the corner of Broadway and 42nd Street in New York City? What is at the corner of Broadway and 42nd Street in New York City?
Well, I will need Carly for that one.
Carly, do you know what is at the corner of Broadway and 42nd Street in New York City?
I've actually never been to New York City as an adult, so...
Okay, can I go ahead with an answer if I think I know it?
Yeah, yes. If you think you know it, by all means.
Okay. I think Times Square.
Okay.
That sounds good.
All right. Here's your next one. And I will say... because you did not give her an answer, you admittedly said, I don't have one.
Yeah, I don't have one.
You can keep your lifeline.
Oh, thank you.
Nice.
Yeah.
Ginny, what is the nickname of Tom Cruise's fighter pilot character in Top Gun? What was his nickname? Of course, they got the remake coming out.
I didn't hear the first part of the sentence.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
What was the nickname of Tom Cruise's fighter pilot character in Top Gun?
Maverick.
Okay. What nation became the third to launch a Mars probe when Planet P took off in 1998? Third country to launch a Mars probe.
I'm going to defer to Carly.
I am not sure.
Going to take a guess to offer?
Russia.
She says Russia.
Oh, gosh, this is tough.
I need an answer.
That was a guess. I'm not sure.
I'm going to go with the U.S.
Okay. What was the fate of the three blind mice? What was the fate of the three blind mice?
They lost their tails with a carving knife.
Okay. What is the only continent without native reptiles? What is the only continent without native reptiles?
Antarctica.
Okay. Last one, and it is multiple choice. And you have Carly available if you need her.
Okay.
What is the highest hand in straight poker? What is the highest hand in straight poker? Here are your choices. A royal flush, four of a kind, or a straight? In straight poker, what is the highest hand? Royal flush, four of a kind, or a straight?
The royal flush.
Okay. So stop the music. Let's signal Mark Haney to come in, and he will be walking in with Junior. I am looking at this right now. I'm not going to give you the final score. Ginny will find out after Haney plays.
Okay.
But I will say this. You did very well.
Thank you.
Very, very well. And win, lose, or draw, you should be very proud of the way you played.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
So we are awaiting Haney and Junior to come back in. Did you, when you were going through those questions, were you pretty confident in your answers?
I felt pretty confident, yes.
Okay. Haney has entered the room again. Junior is sitting down at his spot, and I'm going to just ask you, Jenny, be very quiet while Haney gives his answers. We don't want to tip him off or in any way, shape, or form, okay?
My lips are sealed.
All right.
Well, I don't think she's got anything to worry about. I'm feeling pretty dumb today.
Okay. Well, let's find out. Let's begin with Mark Haney. Haney, what is at the corner of Broadway and 42nd Street in New York City?
Junior, do you know?
Is that Times Square? I could be wrong. The Apollo? I don't know.
Rockefeller Center.
Okay. Haney, what was the nickname of Tom Cruise's fighter pilot character in Top Gun? What was his nickname?
Yeah, it's funny. I remember all his buddies.
I know this.
He says, he jumps right in and says he knows.
What do you think it is?
I think it's Maverick.
It is Maverick.
Okay. He has helped you twice already. Whether or not it was...
No, but I didn't use his answer.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah, for the first one.
However, though, he gave an answer. We were discussing this. You did not give an answer, correct?
Correct.
So he went and...
So that doesn't count then?
Huh? No, yours counts.
Oh, it does.
Okay. I thought it only counted if I used
no.
it.
No.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
All right, I'll keep it that way.
All right.
Still got two then.
Why am I fighting for this?
Yeah, I know. I know.
Told you I was dumb today.
What nation became the third to launch a Mars probe when Planet B took off in 1998? Third country to launch a Mars probe.
China.
Okay.
China.
Haney, what was the fate of the three blind mice? What was the fate of the three blind mice?
The game ended. They got in their cars and went home.
Jenny? The fate of the three blind mice.
Didn't they get their tails chopped off or something?
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Okay. What is the only continent without native reptiles? The only continent without native reptiles.
I got a pretty darn good
guess.
You
mean living?
Okay. I'm just reading it the way the question is. I'm not going to infer anything.
Antarctica.
Okay. Last one. Multiple choice. What is the highest hand in straight poker? A royal flush, four of a kind, or a straight?
Do you know that for sure, Junior?
Read it one more time.
What is the highest hand in straight poker? A royal flush, four of a kind, or a straight?
I want to say royal flush.
Okay, we'll say royal flush.
All right, let's stop the music. I'm going to say again, with Haney being able to hear this, both of you played very well.
I didn't feel that way.
Well, we'll see how it pans out.
I felt that I played poorly.
Let's see how Ginny and Haney did.
Because I miss Carly.
I know.
Oh, boo-hoo.
We're the best team.
The question, what is at Broadway and 42nd Street in New York City? Ginny got it right. Haney, you should have gone with Junior on that one. It's Times Square.
Times Square, yeah.
One right, one wrong.
I don't plan on ever going to New York.
Well, but that's the... Neither was anybody else here.
I don't know. You wear it on your hat or on your shirt every day.
That's the Bronx. What was the nickname of Tom Cruise's fighter pilot character in Top Gun? You both got it right. Maverick.
I could not remember it to save my life.
Thanks to Junior. Haney, you got that one right. Ginny's got two right. Haney's got one right. What nation became the third to launch a Mars probe when Planet B, when Planet B took off in 1998? You both got it wrong. Japan. Oh. So, Ginny, you got one wrong. Haney, you got two wrong.
See, I knew I played poorly.
The fate of the three blind mice, you both got it right. They lost their tails. What is the only continent without native reptiles? You both got it right. Antarctica. So this is going to decide it, Ginny. If you get it wrong and Haney gets it right, it's going to wind up being a tie. Here we go. The highest hand in straight poker. Both of you got it right. It's the royal flush. And Ginny, 4 out of 5 correct. Five out of six correct. And Haney had 4 out of 6 correct. Ginny, you win.
Yes.
Why are you doing that one?
Well, because you said Haney lost. So, yes. Like, I tried playing immediately.
Yeah, after. The world needs to end.
Jeez. Ginny, congratulations. One of the rare times that Haney has been defeated straight up. You beat him by one.
And I'll just have it noted that I got half of his questions correct.
What are you? You know, what is it with you today?
I'm just saying.
I'm not saying a word. Can you handle that, please?
I'm just saying. Seriously, I don't know what it is with you today.
I'm just saying.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I think I am Bald Guy Confidence. That's it.
Ginny, I'm going to send you over to Mr. Bald Guy Confident.
Who knows nothing about 80s instrumental hits.
You got $50 to La Bamba Mexican and Italian Kitchen in Estero. Congratulations.
Thank you. Very excited. Thanks so much. That was fun.
Well done.
Very well done. Hold on. There she goes. You did pretty well today.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't even like help with any of those.
Well, you know what? I did appreciate the fact where you went and told her, look, I don't know.
I've never been to New York as an adult. I have no idea what's there.
Junior will go and blurt out an answer whether he thinks it's right or wrong and use up a valuable lifeline for you. Who the hell does he think he is?
Haven't you done enough?
Carly, thank you for participating. Haney, let's bring
a little sunshine into the building.
Let's close the door on this thing.
You are stupid. I am smart. Know your role and simply play your part. I'm as shrewd can be.
No new words. Come on, say with me.
Mark
Haney.
Take your prizes hat in hand. Now you finally start to understand nothing personal. That's just me. You've been schooled by Mark Haney.
Stick by your radio, the 4 o'clock
How
cash.
Can you playing that when he lost? That ain't right, man. I'm going to text the radio station about that.
Who the hell does he think he is?
Hasn't he done enough?
Man. Cash hole coming up next. Chance at the 500. Be listening straight up 4 o'clock. When you hear the word, text it to 45911 or enter it on the K-Rock app or at 96krock.com. When you hear the word, you're going to have about 15 minutes. If you're the randomly selected person, they'll call you back and you'll be $500 richer. So if you're going to put that word in, I'd stick by your phone. Cash hole word. Next, we're Stan and Haney.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Okay, Dwayne, we're going to try it once more. Just remember now, introduce yourself and read what's on the paper in front of you. You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, fine. Dwayne Stop, Substance Abuse Awareness Campaign. This is take 9. Dwayne, that's your cue.
Oh, right. Anytime you're ready.
We're ready, Dwayne, go.
Oh, hi. This is Dwayne Stomp of Blacktooth. Kids, when you drink and drive...
No, Dwayne. No, cut. It's not when you drink and drive.
Oh, right. Let me do it again.
Yeah, good idea. This is Dwayne Stomp, PSA, take 10.
Hi, this is Dwayne Stomp. When I drink and drive, I'll...
Cut, Dwayne. Dwayne, this spot is supposed to be against driving while intoxicated.
What?
Never mind. We'll do it one more time. And remember, say, don't do drugs. And if you must drink this holiday weekend, don't drive. You got it?
I told you I got it.
Fine. Dwayne Stomp, PSA, take, 11.
Hi, I'm Dwayne Stomp telling you, if you do drugs this weekend... Don't drive.
Wrong again, Dwayne. It's don't do drugs. Don't do drugs.
That's what I said.
No, it's not. It's not even close to what you said.
You come in this booth, I'll show you how close it was, Sherlock.
We're going to do it again, Dwayne. Say don't do drugs. If you must drink this holiday weekend, do not drive. Take 12.
This is Dwayne Stomp. Weekends are for drunks. Do drugs.
Okay, Dwayne, thank you very much for coming in. I think with a little editing, we've got something we can use.
Don't do drugs, and if
you must drink
this holiday weekend, don't
drive.
We're just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, you still have about 9 minutes left, give or take, to get the 4 o'clock cash hole word in and a chance at that $500. The 4 o'clock cash hole word charge, charge, charge. Enter that word on the K-Rock app or at 96krock.com. It's self-explanatory once you get there. Or text the word charge to 45911. Again, you got about 8 minutes left to do it. If you're the randomly selected multi-market person, they'll call you back. That's why it'd be good to hang around your phone. And they will tell you you're $500 richer. And if you enter on the app or online, you're in the running for the grand prize of $10,000 in cash. The 4 o'clock cash hole word, charge, charge, charge. Good luck. Another opportunity coming at 6 o'clock. Let's get our first look at traffic for your drive home today. It's brought to you by Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. All right, starting out traffic this afternoon, a little busy. We'll start north of us, up North Fort Myers way, or got a hit and run, 13,000 block of North Cleveland Avenue, right by the Arby's. Fort Myers, crash, Metro Parkway and Crystal Drive. In Estero, crash, Corkscrew Road and Puente Lane. And one more for you, it's in Bonita. It is a crash, South Tamiami Trail and West Terry Street. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. Now, what can you expect? Mark Haney has today's headlines for you. This is what's coming up, and it's brought to you by Rubenstein Law. 1-800-FL-LEGAL. Also open on weekends.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
This is, I found it somewhat interesting because it identifies different generations.
Okay.
They did a survey asking the question, how old is too old to still be on your parents' cell phone plan?
I'd like Junior maybe to answer that.
Well, I've been off my family's cell phone plan since I was 18.
Do you have to clear your throat? Jeez.
Sorry.
Who the hell do you think you are?
Haven't I done enough?
Can you come up with a better one?
What? A better cough?
No, a better line to admonish you with.
Well, I thought the whole little bitch thing was over, so...
Well, yeah, nobody calls you that.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know.
But, like, haven't you done enough? Who do you think you are? What would be another good one?
Go back to your hole.
You are always much harsher than we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'd always go climb back under your mud hole. Leave us alone. Sorry. But I'm just...
When you said that to me. That's what he's getting at. Is when you told me to climb out of my mud hole.
Yeah. No, I said, what are you doing, living under a mud hole?
Oh, I don't remember it that way.
But go back I can under prove your it. Mud hole!
What?
Okay. All right. We don't need that.
Stan, you're the only person I know that wears Lululemon.
What is that?
Or is it Lululemon? What is it? Have you ever heard of it?
What is it?
It's high-end high-end clothing.
I wear a lot of high-end clothing.
L-U-L-U Lemon.
Yeah, sounds about right.
You don't know. Who the hell do you think you are?
Yeah, sorry.
What gives you the right?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
This company that makes, I guess, high-end workout gear, this is how the rich stay rich and the poor stay poor. They have started an exciting new program.
Who, Lululemon?
Yes, where they will buy your used Lululemon clothing.
Yeah.
And then sell it back to others.
There is a site... And the ladies know about this, but they have guys' things on there, too. It's called The Real Real. And any high-end thing, your Gucci bags, your high-end, Louis Vuitton luggage, it's all used that people say, oh, it's still in good condition. Let me see what I can get for it. And then they sell it on this thing. It's called The Real Real. And you can buy all kinds of... high-end, non-affordable luxury items that are used, and it's done just like a regular website.
Hmm. Well, I guess that's where they got the idea.
And it's still really pricey.
That's their main idea.
Yes!
A Domino's Pizza delivery man stole the family cat.
Jeez.
And finally... You have been in this situation before, Stan, where you knew someone that worked at a particular retailer and got discounts.
Yeah.
Well, it's rough when your contact there moves on to another job and you're used to the discount.
Right, you're used to it.
Well, that happened to a 57-year-old man in Daytona.
and he didn't want to give up the discount, but his friend had moved on, so he had to come up with a new plan, because he certainly wasn't paying full price. We'll tell you what he did. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. You got to have laughter at least once a day. And we'll try to provide a little bit of that for you right now with the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies?
According to a new survey, the average person discovers their favorite candy for life at age 11.
You know what? That may be right.
And then you're locked in.
Yep.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things that make the perfect piece of candy.
Top things that make the perfect piece of candy.
It masks the stench of booze.
Yeah. Hold my beer.
It contains enough sugar to put you to put a diabetic into coma.
You refer to me as Fatty McFat Fat.
It fits in your cheek and gives you colored spit, just like Uncle Donnie. It keeps its flavor more than 3 seconds. Sorry, Bazooka Joe.
Shame! Shame! Shame!
It comes in a dispenser featuring a beloved cartoon character's decapitated head.
I don't want to take medicine that'll hurt people.
And finally, the top thing that makes the perfect piece of candy.
Yes.
It's located in the section of the store called edibles.
30 years of blah, 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 yeah, and where has that led us?
Leave me alone, please.
Gladly.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
What was, you got to think back to 11. What was your favorite candy at 11?
Probably Reese's.
That was the thing that pops into my head was Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. And when I was 10, 11 years old, they had just come out with the Marathon Bar. That braided chocolate caramel thing.
Oh, yeah.
Brand new candy at the time, and they had just come out with it. So I would go and get a Reese's, but that Marathon, and they would always go and say that it was longer than a regular candy bar.
Because it had holes in it.
Yeah, it was braided. It made it last longer.
And I remember I was working at the drugstore when they came out the Whatchamacallit.
Whatchamacallit was great. Great. What about you, Junior? Did you have a favorite candy? At 11?
Probably a tie between gummy worms and Baby Ruths.
Oh, Baby Ruths were good.
Yep. Anything with peanuts in it was good. Like, I always preferred a Snickers over a Milky Way because it had a fistful of peanuts in every bar. Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
This is from Scatter. This is from Scatter. My God. This is ponderous, man. Ponderous. He heard his incoherent email on the air yesterday and wanted to clarify things. That it wasn't the face plant he did with the bike that left him the way he was. Guys, I just have a side note for you. I think my problem is a head injury that goes back to 2005. And yeah, back then I had no idea how that happened either.
What is it? Ponderous, man.
Thank you, Scatter. Thanks for clearing that up.
It's a little bittersweet that I say we have a letter from Meg.
How is she?
Well, in life's plan, things change. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. I know how you mentioned the other day how you haven't heard from me in a while. I know I've been emailing, but when I took a look at my drafts folder, I noticed some of the emails I thought I sent were sitting there like a loaf of bread. Gotta love technology. The plans for me moving back didn't pan out the way I had hoped. But you know, I remain hopeful. Sometimes life deals you with an unfair hand. It's how you handle anything and keep swinging. When I do come back, and trust me, when I do come back, I still have a bag full of goodies to give you guys. On that note, I am very sad about the passing of Gilbert Gottfried. I enjoyed his movies and his podcast, the Amazing Colossal Podcast. He was great in everything he did, and I will miss him. Love the show as always. Thanks for the laughs. Signed, Meg.
You'll be all right, Nutmeg.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Now, what I'm about to read is not Stan talking. It is The Guardian. I am merely reading it.
You may or may not agree with what he's saying.
I may or may not agree. I agree with maybe some, not all, but I am...
You are merely the messenger.
I'm a mouthpiece. I read copy. And this copy is from The Guardian, who didn't think I would read it.
Jesus.
But having to put this disclaimer on it, I will read it. This is not Stan. This is The Guardian, who feels that writing an email like this, somebody will change their mind. Ahoy, gentlemen. Stan, I'm pretty sure you won't read this, but my head is going to explode. Last night, watching the news, things I heard made me sick. Biden is nothing more than an empty shell of a leader.
Come on, man.
He can't give a speech without a blunder, saying weird crap, having to pause and looking lost. When he was done, I said to my wife, Jane, "What the hell was that? It made no sense whatsoever." But that's par for him. Then Geraldo Rivera came on, and he lost his mind. I never really liked Geraldo Rivera. He was trying to defend Biden. He was saying that the oil companies should be investigated. I can't stand him and his defending the worst so-called leader in the history of the world. You know who are the leaders? Governor Abbott and Governor DeSantis. I don't disagree with that. Yesterday, Texas shipped the first busload of illegal lawbreakers to D.C. A nice middle finger to the left. Look, I'm not heartless, but I believe in America first. Thanks for letting me vent through my words, through Stan's mouth.
He's done it
I'm
again.
Not over it. What are you doing? What Jesus. The hell are you trying to pull?
Jesus.
What the hell are you trying to get away with?
He got his point out.
Thanks for letting me vent. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
He's done it again.
There we go. It's done.
Who the hell do you think you
are? Haven't I done enough?
We're going to take a break.
Mud hole.
Go back I can under your mud hole.
What?
We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Listen to new thrills in stereophonic high fidelity. Sound with a new dimension. The new living sound of
Stan and Haney.
The realism, depth, and dimension of a live performance right in your own home.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Want to make sure everything's all right here. We got everybody hooked in. Junior's got our special guest ready to join us. We're also going to get you updated on traffic here. And I'm going to tell you where Maria is going to be on Friday for another K-Rock happy hour. And then after we get all that, then we'll bring on our special guest if we get the connection working properly. Let's get you updated on traffic. It's brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. A little busy. We'll start in Fort Myers. Got a crash, Colonial Boulevard and Forum Boulevard. Another crash happening, 14,000 block of 6 Mile Cypress Parkway. Fort Myers, hit and run. 12,000 block of South Cleveland Avenue. Right by Corovoy Eye Specialists. And then we got one more here for you. It's a crash. Fort Myers, 8,900 block of College Parkway. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark your calendars for this Friday. Maria going to have another K-Rock happy hour. Shuckers, Fort Myers Beach. It'll be from 4 to 6. 96-cent Bud and Bud Light drafts. DJ on the beach, live music at night in the cottage, all happening this Friday. Great way to kick off your holiday weekend. Shuckers on Fort Myers Beach with Maria, 4 to 6 this Friday. Of course, if you heard the news today, the Brooklyn subway shooter was captured. His name, Frank James, 62 years old. After a well over 24-hour manhunt, of course, yesterday, terror breaking out at the N train in Brooklyn, in the Sunset Park station of Brooklyn, where people were shot, smoke bombs, the only word, a man in a vest and gas mask. And a lot of witnesses came forward immediately to speak about it, and we do. Believe it or not, Junior was able to get a hold of him. We have a witness to what happened on that subway platform yesterday morning. His name is Mr. Jeffrey. Mr. Jeffrey, are you there? Hello? Oh, Mr. Jeffrey. Is Mr. Jeffrey there? I knew we were having problems. Mr. Jeffrey is not there. I would get Mr. Jeffrey back on the line if you can. Use another line. Because I would like to hear what this gentleman has to say. He claims he told our producer that he was a witness to what happened on the N train. Sunset Park Station in Brooklyn. Multiple people shot, smoke bombs released. Frank James was the person arrested today for the crimes of shooting those people. Are we having a problem? I do not see anything on my phones. Are we having a phone problem with Mr. Jeffrey? An answer? What's going on?
Working on it, boss.
Try to get us hooked up. I thought we had him hooked up, and he was more than willing to come on. Is he available?
Well, he's a busy man.
Is the line, is he not answering, or do I need to move on to something else? Okay, it looks like he might have him on. Hold on, is he ready?
He's ready.
Jeez. Mr. Jeffrey, I apologize. I don't know if you got cold feet or something happened with our producer. Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. Who is calling?
This is Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. I believe you were speaking with our producer, and I don't know if you hung up or he disconnected you, or you're just too nervous to speak.
I'm afraid we may have had some miscommunication.
What do you mean miscommunication, sir? You're live on the air with us, Stan and Haney.
As I have already told your people, I will cooperate fully. However, you have reached Mr. Joseph. Mr. Jeffrey is my colleague.
So you are not Mr. Jeffrey, you are Mr. Joseph.
Yes.
Is that your first name or your last name, Mr. Joseph? I would assume you'd be like something like Frank Joseph.
My name is Clive.
Clive Joseph?
Yes, Mr. Jeffrey is a colleague.
All right.
I am Mr. Joseph. However, we were part of the same group of colleagues that I believe that you interviewed. And
I didn't interview anybody, Mr. Clive Joseph. I was told that
yes,
you witnessed.
My name is Jive.
Jive Joseph. Clive.
Yes.
Is your name Clive or
yes.
Judd?
Yes, correct.
Mr. Joseph.
I am Mr. Joseph.
Mr. Clive Joseph.
Yes, sir.
I was.
Now, if you have business with Mr. Jeffrey,
look,
that may or may not concern me, as he is a colleague.
I was under the impression, sir, that you were a witness to what happened on the N train in Brooklyn yesterday morning. Is that true?
Yes, technically it is true, and I was accompanied by Mr. Jeffrey.
So Mr. Jeffrey was there. We got the name screwed up, Mr. Jeffrey, and is that his first name or last name?
He's a dear friend of mine.
I understand that, Mr. Clive Joseph. Mr. Jeffrey was...
My name is Jive Jeffrey.
Is it J-I-V-E or C-L-I-V-E?
It is Clive Jeffrey.
Clive Joseph. Is it?
I am Mr. Joseph.
All right. And the person that we were supposed to speak to is Clive Jeffrey?
Yes.
You're Clive Joseph.
My name is Jive.
Jive Joseph. All right, Mr. Ellis, you know what? Better yet, let's just call you Mr. Joseph. Who cares?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And you are?
My name is Stan, Mr. Stan.
Oh, and you are Mr. Stan.
Yes, Mr. Stan, and Stan is my first name.
Pleasure to make your acquaintance.
Thank you, Mr. Joseph. You.
Well, now that the pleasantries have been taken care of and disposed of.
I'd like to know what you saw. And did you see what happened? Were you on the platform on the northbound N train in Sunset Park, Brooklyn, yesterday morning?
Yes.
Okay, so you were.
And Mr. Jeffrey and I, we're on our way to a conclave, a symposium, if you will.
A conclave?
Yes.
I thought that only happened in religious circles.
Well, if you have a higher vocabulary, it can be used for secular purposes. And although many of us have a higher calling in this particular case, we were having a conclave, a symposium, if you will.
Concave or conclave? Never mind.
Associates and the Ukraine problem.
Okay,
our position was the facilitating that Ukraine should purchase the United States equipment from the Taliban, and that would solve the problem.
I don't care about that, Mr. Joseph.
We're on the phone with eyewitness to the subway platform shooting. A Mr. Clive Joseph is on the phone with us right now. Now, Mr. Joseph, what did you see? You were right there. You saw the smoke. You heard the shots. You saw the blood. Yes or no?
I saw the smoke, and I turned to Mr. Jeffrey, who was in some distress. And
He was in distress. He didn't get shot or anything, did he?
No, thank goodness. But he immediately voiced his concern because we were to meet Mr. Donald and Mr. Edward at that platform to make our way to the symposium or the conclave. And we were very distressed. And Mr. Jeffrey...
Yes, Mr. Joseph.
Turn to me because I have a spinal condition that requires me to carry a walking stick at all times, and he thought perhaps I could use that as some sort of weapon, but thankfully that never came into play.
So you, Mr. Joseph, Mr. Jeffries, were waiting for Mr. Donald and Mr. Edward to arrive at the platform. They did not arrive. So it was just the two of you, along with the other commuters and people going to school, that saw this?
Yes, and then we made our way through the smoke and up the stairs, where, as Providence would have it, Mr. Francis was waiting for us.
Was he? And, Mr. Francis was.
That was quite unexpected because we had thought he would have been at a different location.
All right.
But evidently, he saw the commotion and came to the platform. And then we enlisted Mr. Florence and then located Mr. Donald and Mr. Edward.
So you located everybody with the help of Mr. Florence and you running into Mr. Francis. You, Mr. Joseph, and Mr. Jeffrey were able to finally meet up with Mr. Donald and Mr. Edward.
Yes.
But what did you see? Did you see a man, a 62-year-old man wearing a gas mask, and did you see anybody shooting?
I did not see. I saw the smoke.
Okay.
I didn't see anything other than that. Now, if you'd like to speak to Mr. Jeffrey.
I thought that's who we were speaking with.
He claims that he had perhaps seen some of that.
Is he available to speak to? Do you live with him? Is he? Are you at work, or is he? He's a colleague of yours, right?
It is a strictly professional relationship. However, we are sharing a hotel room, seeing as we are here for the same symposium.
Okay, where are you originally from? You're not from the New York area?
I am originally from the islands.
Okay, is Mr. Jeffrey originally from the islands, Mr. Joseph?
Yes.
And so is it Mr. Donald, Mr. Edward, Mr. Francis, Mr. Florence?
We both currently reside in New Jersey.
Okay, in New Jersey. What exit?
I'm not familiar with the... Oh, you mean on the freeway?
Yeah.
75.
Okay. So tell me what you saw. Very compelling.
I thought wanted to speak to Mr. Jeffrey.
You didn't tell me whether he was there or not.
I told you that we are simply sharing expenses in the form of a hotel room as we attend the conclave symposium on the Ukraine.
Please put Mr. Clive Jeffrey on the phone, please.
With pleasure, sir.
Thank you. Thank
you. There's nothing further you need from me.
Not if you didn't see anything. You told me all you saw was smoke. Hello?
Yes, sir. This is Mr. Jeffrey.
You sound a lot like Mr. Joseph.
We are colleagues, strictly professional in relations.
Okay. And your first name is Clive?
Yes, sir.
Clive Jeffrey.
My name is Jive.
Clive or Jive Jeffrey, one or the other. And you, Mr. Jeffrey, were with Mr. Joseph, Mr. Donald, Mr. Edward, Mr. Francis, and you ran into Mr. Florence. And what did you see on the northbound N train platform yesterday morning in Brooklyn?
Pandemonium, sir.
Okay, I understand it was. I saw the video. Did you see the shooter? Did you see anybody that met that description? And did you talk to the police afterwards?
I did. I made sure that I filed a formal report stating that I saw nothing.
That you saw nothing, but you're telling me you saw something.
Yes.
Did Mr. Joseph and your colleagues who were going to the conclave and discussion over the Ukraine see any of this as well?
Yes, and Mr. Joseph
yes.
suggested that we didn't want to get involved in a police investigation.
I see. Did any of you take video?
It appears that...
Mr. Jeffrey, are you smoking by any chance?
Yes, it is a filthy habit. I had given it up, but due to the absolute chaos of yesterday morn, I am afraid that I have backslidden.
You've backslidden.
Yes.
It's amazing, because Mr. Joseph said he had bad back and needed a cane.
Well, I mean, this is as a figure, not literally my back. I mean that I had successfully ceased.
I understand what
ingesting
you mean.
Ingesting cigarette smoke, and now I am once again ingesting the cigarette smoke for the benefits of the nicotine.
Now, Mr. Jive, I'm sorry, that's your first name, Jive. Did you tell me what you saw?
Well, you were asking about the videotape, and I believe
yes.
Mr. Donald and Mr. Edward were the ones that had the videotape, and they were approached by a multinational conglomerate called Storyful if they were willing to foolishly give them the rights to the video. I advised them that there was much more money to be made if they brokered it themselves,
sir,
with local New York media.
At which you did?
Yes.
But you claimed that you said to the police you saw nothing.
Yes, well, that's because we wanted to make sure that whatever media we had available of the incident, due to the fact that the subway cameras were, quote, malfunctioning, that we had the only video available.
Well, I don't know that you had the only video. There were plenty of people shooting video when this horrible thing happened
yesterday
morning.
Well, I will guarantee you that whatever video you may have seen of the incident has come from our party.
Okay.
It could even be from Mr. William.
Mr. William also was in your party.
Yes.
And he was shooting video.
I don't like the word shooting. He was
so
taking
true.
Video.
Okay, so Mr. William was taking video. Was Mr. Joseph taking video?
I don't know if Mr. Joseph was. Mr. Joseph Mr. Joseph was the only one among us that had a potential weapon in the form of a cane due to his back problems.
Bad back. And then
now, Mr. Florence has suggested on more than one occasion that perhaps Mr. Joseph is only using the walking stick as some sort of misplaced sense of style.
I see that. Is he a very stylish man?
Yes, very well-dressed, very well-kept. And he is not afraid to go the extra mile with cologne.
Okay. And I would take it that you, Mr. Jeffrey, Mr. Donald, Mr. Edward, Mr. Francis, Mr. Florence, Mr. William, do not dress as well as, say, Mr. Joseph does.
Well, I would say, using the average person as a baseline, that we are far better dressed than the norm, but not enough to draw too much attention.
So basically what you're telling me, and we had this as an exclusive, had such a difficult time getting you guys on,
that neither you, Mr. Jeffrey, Jive Jeffrey, and Mr. Clive Joseph, and Mr. Donald, Mr. Edward, Mr. Francis, Mr. Florence, and Mr. William saw anything.
Well, the one who probably had the best view, but I haven't been able to speak with him at length, would be Mr. Bruce.
Mr. Bruce?
Yes.
Where is he?
Mr. Bruce, I believe, is currently in the hotel lobby bar.
Is he part of your conclave?
Well, he's part of our symposium. I don't know that I'd call it a conclave, although I guess if you're using it in a secular form, that would suffice.
Now, you've just named off 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people that were there, and none of you can give me a straight answer as to what you saw. And amazingly, out of all of you people, none of you were shot.
No. No, we were very fortunate, very blessed in that regard. The one crucial piece of information that I think we have to offer.
Yes, what is it? Because I'm waiting for something.
Is that absolutely none of us have any association with Mr. James.
I don't even know who that guy is. But we appreciate Mr. Jeffrey and Mr. Clive Joseph for participating in today's discussion. What the...
Ladies and gentlemen, to continue, please warmly welcome with us...
Stan and Haney Afternoons, 96 K-Rock.
Junior is telling me this right now, that he's seeing from CNN that it was Mr. James himself that tipped off the police. What are you reading? He was the one that gave the tip to police to go and arrest him?
Well, I literally just got the notification on my phone.
I wouldn't go with that.
But yeah, the headline reads... Well,
hold on. Before you go, is it a message coming from CNN, the news organization, or from your social media, Facebook?
No, this is directly from CNN.
Okay, what does it say?
The headline, I haven't read the article, but this is just the headline. Suspect in Brooklyn subway train shooting called in the tip that led to his arrest, sources say.
Yeah, it's funny because I heard it was a guy that was
they had
working
him on TV.
Security camera.
Yeah.
He was working on a security camera, saw the guy, called it in, and went and restrained him.
No, apparently Frank James called Crime Stoppers.
Mr. James?
Mr. James?
Mr. James, 62.
That's poor form.
Yeah, he called Crime Stoppers on himself.
So he called in a tip on himself.
James called in the tip and told authorities he was at a McDonald's on the Lower East Side of Manhattan, sources confirm. And it's a really long article.
Was he doing it to taunt them that you're not going to catch me? Because I saw the guy on the TV news was the one that said he tipped off the police.
It could be like a BTK thing, you know? I don't know.
Are you going with an erroneous report?
I didn't even read the whole article. I just told you that I just read the headline.
You don't tell a host of a show.
Is that how you do business?
Do you want me to read the whole article out loud?
Very poor form.
Well, he's got a Wikipedia page now.
Yep. He does?
Does he really?
Yep.
Frank James. Mr. James.
Well, let me... Mr. Jeffrey and... Mr. Jive Jeffrey and his conclave had no tie with Mr. James at all.
Now, I know it's hard to do off the top of your head, but how many people were involved there in that party?
Oh,
six?
I was up to eight. Up to eight people.
Mr. Donald,
Mr. Edwards.
Yes, Mr. Florence, Mr. William.
Yes.
Well, and of course, you have Mr. James, obviously.
He was not involved in
Well, no, you made it. He made it clear that no one was involved with Mr. James.
Mr. Jeffrey and Mr. Joseph had no ties to Mr. James.
Wait, let me see. Hold on. I'll tell you.
I think that was what they were trying to get across.
The people involved.
And Clive and Jive.
No, it was Clive Jeffrey and Jive.
Joseph?
Joseph. I don't know where it went. There was like eight people.
But Mr. James was
not amongst them.
Had nothing to do with the conclave or some.
And they all told the police they saw nothing. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. It's brought to you. Those of you that have been listening to us for 30 years, you know what we were doing. Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Three Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. It's been a busy day traffic-wise. There has been stuff popping up every half hour, and it continues.
Stan, I just got an alert on my phone.
Yes.
This just in. Frank James, well known as the brother of Jesse James.
Ah.
Famous outlaw.
Tipster says.
Sources confirm.
We got a crash. Caloosahatchee Bridge South, which means Fort Myers. Also, Fort Myers crash, Alabama Road and State Road 82. Fort Myers got a crash, Daniels Parkway and Fiddlesticks Boulevard. And then in Lehigh Acres, hit and run, Brookfield Street and Avis Avenue. And you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in less than 30 minutes.
Now,
Mark, yes?
It says simply, taken into custody this afternoon after a witness spotted him in the East Village and called police.
Yes.
So I don't know.
Do sources confirm?
Yeah, they had him on the TV news. You all right, Haney?
Well, CNN said sources confirm on the Crime Stoppers tip, so.
They might have called in, but.
I just don't, for some reason, don't believe CNN.
It's a developing story, man.
Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
You can't use CNN as a single source.
Yeah, you got to have multiple. Not anymore. Ted Turner's long gone.
Mm-hmm. Bernie Shaw.
And the great Bernie Shaw starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, April 13th.
Double M, double X, double I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know.
Okay.
There is an outside chance you might get this, Dan. Probably not, but maybe.
Let's try it.
There is only one state in the union where local and municipal police are prohibited from using radar for speed enforcement.
See, I was almost going to say Connecticut, because Connecticut, it's the other way around. You're not allowed to have radar detectors in your car. And if a cop pulls you over with the radar gun and you got one in your car, then you get a ticket. One where they cannot use, answer this for me. Is it a wide open state with speed limits that sometimes aren't even marked?
No.
Well, then I don't know.
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Okay.
Now, notice, state police, different story, but local and municipal, no. You know, we talk about daylight savings time a lot because it's one of the few things that actually affect our lives that, you know, come up in conversation and legislation. Daylight savings time has a long history.
It does.
Daylight savings time was repealed after the Great War, World War I.
Oh, the war to end all wars.
It was then reinstated during World War II to conserve energy, part of the war effort.
Mm-hmm.
But after World War II, it stuck. They never repealed it like they did after the First World War. And finally, Congress passed the Uniform Time Act in 1966 to lock in daylight savings time.
Okay. Well, let's make daylight savings time permanent. How's that going? I know it passed the House. When does it go to the Senate?
I don't know.
I don't know.
You know, one sign of being an adult is when you pay your own bills.
Yeah.
You are responsible for your own existence. But according to a new poll, there's one bill that you might not be paying yet, even if you're in your 40s. A solid portion of U.S. adults admit they remain on their parents' cell phone plan.
It's my daughter. I pay it.
21% of adults under 30 say mommy and daddy still pay that bill. And 8% of people between 30 and 45 say the same. So they pose the question, what is the oldest acceptable age for someone to still be on their parents' cell phone plan?
18.
1 in 4 people think you should be paying for your own phone by the time you're 18.
What's the number there? 1 in 4?
Mm-hmm. Another 27%, a little more generous, and said, okay, sometime between 18 and 25. But 32% think even older than that is okay. That includes 28% who think it's acceptable no matter how old you are.
Haney and I did not have to concern ourselves with that when we turned 18 or were on our own because there weren't any cell phones. I'm going to tell you one thing that I got a dose of reality with when I went out on my own at 18. I was paying my rent, I was paying my electric, paying my car, paying all of it. And the thing that I didn't know about, and it was determined, well, by that, it was probably determined by my dad. I evidently, all through high school, somebody convinced him that I needed health insurance. And I did. I had my parents were paying my health insurance policy. And when I turned 18... they didn't pay it anymore. And so I'm going to school and my mail is being forwarded to me and I'm getting letters from Blue Cross. Now, keep in mind, back in those days, a monthly payment for health insurance was about $24, $25. But it may have well have been $1,000 for Stan. I can't afford that. What? Why am I getting a bill for health insurance? What do you mean, Blue Cross? And I remember calling up my mom and saying, what am I doing getting bills that they're going to cancel my health?
Did you speak to her like that?
I was pretty agitated. After, hi, how are you? I'm doing good.
Love you.
Hey, you want to tell me what the... And she goes, you're over 18. You're going to pay it yourself. And of course, at 18, you think you're indestructible. And I said, screw it, I don't need it. I let it lapse. And it probably wasn't until I got a regular full-time job that I got health insurance.
It's,
it was
for the best. The more distance you put between you jumping off the parking garage and insurance,
yeah, no
the
kidding.
Better.
Well, I was covered then. If something happened to me, my parents probably would have made had a nice windfall.
You know, I was thinking about this recently. With cell phones, the one good thing is that there's no such thing as long distance anymore.
I know it.
And you think about what we went through, and we're good sons. We love our mothers. And I have been away from where my mom lives for a very long time. And I've always tried to keep in touch with her. And I was thinking about it the other day, where now you don't really have to worry about it. You talk to your mom as much as you want for as long as you want. It's mm-hmm. not going to bite you in the ass. And I thought to myself, I don't know why, but in years past, they would charge you like $2.32 a minute.
Oh, sure. And you had to go during certain times of the day where it was less. But I remember from Orlando calling my mom, who lived on the other coast of Florida, because local long distance was
even
more expensive.
Yep.
And having to keep the call around 3-4 minutes because the bill would be so high just to call over to the other coast.
What, and getting charged per text, too, when that came out?
It was.
Yeah, but it's amazing all that just went away.
Went away. Thank God for progress.
In some ways.
But I remember,
but there's always,
if you were calling somebody in another state or something.
Oh,
you,
but it was cheaper to call somebody
cheaper,
in another state.
But you had to go at the right time. After 6:30, you could call, get a better rate. You called during busy time on a toll call is what it was.
And then it went all completely out of control where, hey, you dial this 800 number
yep.
first and then enter this code
yep.
and then dial the number. And it'll only be, say, 15 cents a minute.
I remember.
But still, even there, you're paying a couple of bucks anytime you call somebody.
Yep.
Progress, I guess.
Progress.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, here is an example of how the rich stay rich and the poor stay poor. I'll start out by saying that we are not their target audience.
We are not.
But there is a company named Lululemon, and I guess they make workout clothes that are quite pricey.
Let me look here.
I'm looking at, like, yoga pant.
Yoga
for $115.
Do men, are there any men out there that would dare wear a yoga pant? Don't answer that, Junior.
For money, he would.
Dude, there's nothing wrong with wearing some leggings, you know, in the comfort of your own home.
Let me ask you this. For money, you would. I'll give you a crisp $20 bill if you wear a pair of yoga pants that I will have my wife select, and you wear them all day here at the radio station.
For $20?
For $20.
It's not the first time your wife has provided clothing to a producer.
No, it's not.
Shake on it?
$20 if you come to work. Meaning when you get out of your car, you're in yoga pants. Any type of yoga pant that my wife gets,
And I wear like boxers underneath it? No, I got a raw dog.
You gotta wear yoga pants.
And
all right.
If necessary, a jock.
And you can't have another pair of pant in the car.
Right. You got to come to
work. So I got to go grocery shopping
after. You got to come to work and leave work with no change of clothing in your car and go all day in a yoga pant.
Yeah, stop to get gas in my yoga pants.
Whatever the case may be, that's part of the deal.
Shake on it.
I'll shake on it. I don't want to shake your hand. I'm telling you, I'm in.
That's too good to shake my hand, though.
And we will search your car.
Next week at some point, early in the week, I will have her purchase a yoga pant for you. Her choice of color and style.
And is that his to keep?
And it's his to keep.
Okay, I'm a 36 waist, but I got a thick ass, so.
Doesn't matter. Yoga pants are stretchy and clingy, and from what I'm told, so comfortable.
Yeah, the old camel toe.
Yeah.
Gonna be looking bodacious.
You know, he's gonna be walking around there with a moose knuckle.
Yep. Like Richard Simmons.
Yep. And when you leave to come into work, the yoga pants are on. When you leave to go home, the yoga pants are still on, and I'll give you $20.
I'm pretty sure there's an HR issue, but yeah, dude, $20.
No, they
I'll
can't say anything about what you wear.
Why not?
Because that's how you identify.
That's
well,
how
it's
you
a little
feel.
Revealing.
It's how you feel.
You know, I can't be carrying around this python wearing
wear
yoga pants.
A jock, if necessary. Get one, you know, a nice white one with yellow daisies on it.
They make them.
I know they do.
Can you bring me a jock, too? I don't even have a jock.
Of course you don't.
I don't believe it. Do you know?
You know what?
I still
have one. If you were my son, you would be playing in the NFL as a starting tight end.
And own a jock.
It's because...
That doesn't matter to me, dude. I don't watch sports. I don't care. We have stories to do, man. You're probably down to two now.
He is.
If you lifted a weight, you would be amazed, because your body isn't made to be what you made it
nope,
into.
Nope, doughy. You would be amazed. You're still young enough to go and do that. Too.
Sorry about that, folks. So these Lululemon workout clothes, they're extremely overpriced. And the company has announced an exciting new opportunity for their customers.
Ooh.
So you pay the full freight for a pair of these yoga pants.
Yeah.
And then do 150 yoga sessions, get them good and sweaty and all used up. Well, now they're testing a resale program for used clothing. So you send Lululemon your used Lululemon clothing. And they will offer you approximately $5 in store credit for a tank top, $10 for hoodies, sweatpant, and pant, and $25 for coats and jackets. That's what you get in store credit. Those items will then be thoroughly inspected and cleaned, and then sold as either good as new or gently used. That's the only categories. It's either good as new or gently used.
Gently used. You know what we're talking about.
The prices for the used items will depend on condition. But if you think, you know what, I'm okay with that for the opportunity to wear the brand name.
Yeah.
Don't expect a break. The used stuff on their website is still less than 50% off of a new price.
I'm looking at a guy's pair of pants, and it's like $118 for a guy's pant.
Now, if you want that used,
$100.
Yeah. Get a substantial discount
next week, and there'll be pictures on social media to prove it.
Nice if you can get away with it.
Junior in a yoga pant for comfort.
We have nice to be tight. Out of time.
We are. Well, I'll do one. If you can, you do this last one in 2 minutes?
Yes.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill. 57-year-old David Stover lives near Daytona Beach. And he's pretty reasonable with his expectations in life. He just loves Wendy's. However, he does not like paying full price at Wendy's. And this was not an issue until recently. He had an inside man.
Oh, sure. It's always good to have.
A friend of his worked at the local Wendy's and made sure he always received a discount. We don't know what happened to the friend, if they quit, got fired, or whatever, but the friend is no longer there. And David realized he didn't have the hookup anymore, and he was damned if he was going to pay full price at Wendy's, friend or no friend. So he did the only thing he could do.
What's that?
Came up with a plan. On Monday, police responded to a report of an angry customer at the Wendy's who was involved in a heated argument with staff. David was demanding his discount and refused to back down. They claim at one point he flashed a badge and claimed to be a DEA agent. The badge turned out to be a cheap one that anyone can buy online. It sounds like he'd used it to get the discount successfully a few times, but ran into the wrong manager on the wrong day, and they decided to put a stop to it. And for his trouble, he's facing charges for impersonating a federal officer.
Yeah. And you know what? Real federal officers, they just love that. They love that.
And that's the news for today, Wednesday, April 13th.
Double M, double X, double I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
I wonder if the judge will go easy on him because that badge is so cheesy. It's like he made no effort at all.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock is where we've been for years. It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out any time we like. And they said something else, but I forget what it was.
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
No, Junior, my wife will not buy you a jock. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
So it seems like it's only fair.
John Roberts coming up at 6 o'clock.
What's his deal?
There, well, he's our new night guy. And we got the cash hole coming up at 6. Could get you 500. Let's get a final look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. It's brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. All right, these are all in Fort Myers. They've happened about 20 minutes ago. They were posted on the board. Disabled vehicle, Summerlin Road and Park Meadows Drive. Then we have a crash, Sanibel Island Causeway. And one more for you, Fort Myers, hit and run, 11,000 block of Majestic Palms Boulevard, right by the Dollar Tree. And you are up to date.
From the back door of your life, you swept me out, dear. In the bread line of your dreams, I lost my place. At the table of your love, I got to brush off. At the Indianapolis of your heart, I lost the race. I've been washed down the sink of your conscience. In a theater of your love, I lost my part. And now you say you've got me out of your conscience. I've been flushed from the bathroom of your heart. In the garbage disposal of your dreams, I've been ground up, dear. On the river of your plans, I'm up the creek. Up the elevator of your future, I've been shafted. On the calendar of your events, I'm last week. I've been washed down the sink of your conscience. In the theater of your love, I lost my part. And now you say you've got me out of your conscience. I've been flushed from the bathroom of your heart.
Yes, classic comedy brought to you by Best Home Services. Appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
A man is in a bar drinking. He gets so drunk that he pukes all over his shirt. And he goes up to the bartender and goes, I'm in trouble now. When my wife finds out I got so drunk, I puked on my shirt, she'll kill me. The bartender says, don't worry about it. Look, here's what you do. You take a $10 bill and put it in your shirt pocket. Then you go home to your wife, say, some other guy got drunk, and he puked on your shirt. And he said, I'm sorry, here's $10 to have it cleaned. And he goes, I'll try that. And he goes back to his wife, and he goes, I was in the bar. A guy puked on my shirt and gave me this $10 here to have it cleaned. And the wife looks, and she goes, he gave you $20. And he goes, oh, I forgot to tell you, he also in my pants.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Junior was able to get a hold of him. We have a witness to what happened on that subway platform yesterday morning. His name is Mr. Jeffrey. Did any of you take video?
It appears that...
Mr. Jeffrey, are you smoking by any chance?
Yes, it is a filthy habit. I had given it up, but due to the absolute chaos of yesterday morn, I am afraid that I have backslidden.
You've backslidden.
Yes.
It's amazing, because Mr. Joseph said he had bad back and needed a cane.
Well, I mean, this is as a figure, not literally my back. I mean that I had successfully ceased.
I understand what you
mean. Ingesting cigarette smoke, and now I am once again ingesting the cigarette smoke for the benefits of the nicotine.
Now, Mr. Jive, I'm sorry, that's your first name. Jive, did you tell me what you saw?
Well, you were asking about the videotape, and I believe yes. Mr. Donald and Mr. Edward were the ones that had the videotape, and they were approached by a multinational conglomerate called Storyful if they were willing to foolishly give them the rights to the video. I advised them that there was much more money to be made if they brokered it themselves,
sir,
with local New York media.
At which you did?
Yes.
But you claimed that you said to the police you saw nothing.
Yes, well, that's because we wanted to make sure that whatever media we had available of the incident, due to the fact that the subway cameras were, quote, malfunctioning, that we had the only video available.
Well, I don't know that you had the only video. There were plenty of people shooting video when this horrible thing happened.
Well, I will guarantee you that whatever video you may have seen of the incident has come from our party.
Okay.
It could even be from Mr. William.
Mr. William also was in your party.
Yes.
And he was shooting video.
I don't like the word shooting. He was
so
taking
true.
Video.
Okay, so Mr. William was taking video. Was Mr. Joseph taking video?
I don't know if Mr. Joseph was. Mr. Joseph was the one, the only one among us that had a potential weapon in the form of a cane due to his back problems.
Bad back. And then
now, Mr. Florence has suggested on more than one occasion that perhaps Mr. Joseph is only using the walking stick as some sort of misplaced sense of style.
I see that. Is he a very stylish man?
Yes, very well dressed, very well kept. And he is not afraid to go the extra mile with cologne.
Okay. And I would take it that you, Mr. Jeffrey, Mr. Donald, Mr. Edward, Mr. Francis, Mr. Florence, Mr. William, do not dress as well as, say, Mr. Joseph does.
Well, I would say, using the average person as a baseline, that we are far better dressed than the norm, but not enough to draw too much attention.
So basically what you're telling me, and we had this as an exclusive, had such a difficult time getting you guys on, that neither you, Mr. Jeffrey, Jive Jeffrey, and Mr. Clive Joseph, and Mr. Donald, Mr. Edward, Mr. Francis, Mr. Florence, and Mr. William saw anything.
Well, the one who probably had the best view, but I haven't been able to speak with him at length, would be Mr. Bruce.
Mr. Bruce?
Yes.
Where is he?
Mr. Bruce, I believe, is currently in the hotel lobby bar.
Is he part of your conclave?
Well, he's part of our symposium. I don't know that I'd call it a conclave, although I guess if you're using it in a secular form, that would suffice.
Now, you've just named off 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people that were there, and none of you can give me a straight answer as to what you saw. And amazingly, out of all of you people, none of you were shot.
No, we were very fortunate, very blessed in that regard. The one crucial piece of information that I think we have to offer.
Yes. What is it? Because I'm waiting for something.
Is that absolutely none of us have any association with Mr. James.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.